Food supplies are lower than they should be. Crew size hasn't changed. Time spent at sea is average. Did I calculate correctly when I stocked us up last time? I had a gut feeling we were going through food much faster than usual, but I couldn't prove it. But now they've done the numbers, we're much further off base than expected. Is it rats? Is it greedy crew members? Or perhaps an extra-large rat has made its way aboard my ship? Well, I've got some of my finest crew members doing an investigation, so we'll find out sooner rather than later what's going on. And if it is a single, very large rat, well, whatever fool stuck aboard my ship is going to regret it. The only saving grace here is that we finished our commission early. I'll still have to spend extra to restock the larders, but I'm doing well enough as it is. That should be everything. I can't remember the last time I had the logs for the ship fully up to date. Aside from missing food, everything is accounted for. If only I had someone to handle this for me. Goddess love them. But my crew are good at two things, sailing and fighting, which is great. That's all they really need to do. Oh, but I wish at least one of them could read, or be taught to read nautical charts, or anything. Maybe Mother was right. What is it? This better be good. You caught a rat? I must have been right. They wouldn't come to me if it was just a few mice. Bring them in. So this is our stowaway, Any weapons on them? Just a book. Give it back. Ha! It must be precious, if you're more concerned with your book than your life. Bring me the book. Looks like you fellows had the decency of not trashing it. Lovely. You remembered how much I like books? The two of you can go take it easy today. House mixer food and drink. What about the stowaway? You can leave him here with me. Worried about me? You know I can fight as well as the rest of you. And look at him. You think this willowy little thing could get one over on me? What if he's a sorcerer? Shut up and get out of my cabin. Well. I can't remember the last time I had a stowaway aboard my ship. You're a rather interesting looking boy, aren't you? Certainly not the type of bilge rat that clambers aboard vessels like mine. And what's with this book of yours that you care about so much? Quite the tome. Don't damage it. Oh, perish the thought. If you had bothered to look around my quarters, you'd see that I'm a learned woman. I would never dare damage something like this, lest it were a truly terrible tome. Now, let's have a little look, shall we? These are maps of the continent, notes, monsters, people. Plants. Are you studying all of these? You wrote all of this. My. Our little stowaway is a scholar. That explains why you're dressed the way you are. You didn't seem to be a pauper, nor a warrior. I suppose I will stay my hand, then. So tell me, why did you sneak onto my ship? What benefit could someone like you gain from it? It was an accident. You're serious, aren't you? Last time we were docked, there was another ship moored right near ours. Looked like it was a passenger ship. I would bet that you had your nose stuck in this book, and you wandered onto the wrong ship. the real problem then is, how did none of the idiots in my crew notice you boarding the ship? I'd wager it was when they were out drinking. Usually, nobody would dare to actually try and approach our ship, unless they had business. Are we pirates? Oh, hardly. We're privateers, my dear boy. While my men may be a bit rough around the edges, they're typically much more behaved than your average pirate. No, we're mercenaries, through and through. In fact, I've sent quite a few pirate ships to bomb the ocean. Setting that aside, I'm quite impressed you managed to avoid notice for this long. If it weren't for how tightly I manage our supplies, you may not have been caught at all. I'd be willing to put good money on you having experience with this sort of thing. It comes in handy when documenting wildlife. That makes sense. Well, I was prepared to have to bring a thief to, shall we say, proper justice. Oh, I won't bore you with the particulars of how I planned on punishing them. I'm a forgiving woman. I've had my fair share of mishaps in my life. An absent-minded scholar is hardly worth any degree of hand-wringing. You can simply make amends for your error and be on your way the next time we make landfall. What do I have in mind? Why, that's simple, my dear. Pay for the food you ate. You don't have any money for that. Surely you're backed by some sort of educational institution. No? And then what are you trying to do? You were hoping to get the book published. Well, I can't let you off for free. Food isn't cheap, and I need to feed a crew. What can we do about this? I could make you clean the decks, or send you down to the galley to help cook. No, that wouldn't do. To put someone like you amongst the crew like that. They're dirty, unkempt, uneducated. Someone like you, they would chew you up and spit you out. Tell me something. In the time you spent on my ship, have you been able to add anything else to your book? You have? Interesting. You must be used to boarding civilian vessels. Of course, this would be a different experience then. Watching how real men and women of the sea handle themselves. I do think you may have an opportunity to learn far more aboard my ship than you expected to. What am I talking about? Oh, that's simple. You've had your eyes fixed on me from the moment you were brought before me. And I know in my heart that it isn't simply that you're a good listener. No. This is your first time seeing a dark elf, isn't it? Oh, you don't have to apologize for staring. I'd bet that I could count the number of dark elves walking on the surface on my hands. I would like to contribute to your little project. Let me do that, and you're free to go on your merry way when we make landfall. How does that sound? Why? Two reasons. First is that I'd expect to be credited for my contribution. We are both learned individuals, and I have respect for such endeavors. And, perhaps, it would serve to stroke my ego a little bit. And second, it gives me an outlet to tell stories at my home. Or rather, to complain to you about why I left those fools behind. Now, do you have any further objections? Lovely. Let me come over there and remove your bindings. Ha! How long ago did you free yourself? Amusing little tricks you have up your sleeves. No matter. Come, take your book back and join me in the other room. Come, come, don't be shy. It's far comfier in here. Take a seat in the lounge with me and make yourself at home. Feel free to have a drink if you'd like. Is that going to cost you? Ah, fair question, but no. After all, it was my invitation. And besides, I don't even have the good stuff out right now. You're not much for alcohol, huh? Fair enough. In that case, why don't you get your little journal ready? There's a whole world beneath the surface that you haven't even dreamt of. Now, where do I start? Take a look at the far wall. See the map hanging up? That's a map of the eastern part of the continent. Well, I probably didn't need to explain that to you. If you're as well-traveled as I think you are. We're about a week south of Urbask at this point, and currently sailing back the bay. What were we doing this far out? None your damn business. That's not the point I'm making anyway. Now, if you cut straight across land to the northern shore, then go a bit northeast, you'll find one of the major entrances to the underworld. That's underworld as in below the surface, not as in the realm of the dead. This one is, relatively speaking, close to the surface elves up there. There's a few different entrances, some of them grand and elaborate, and others just hidden passages. If I recall correctly, there's a tribe of goblins settled atop one of the entrances around the forest of the Central Kingdoms. Anyway, I digress. This particular spot is the main entrance to my home. Well, former home. Is this a secret? Not really. It isn't widely known knowledge, but it isn't a secret either, if that makes any sense. Now, if you go out the water and sail beneath the cliff, you will run across an enormous cavern opening hewn from the stone. Well, there are other passages into our little slice of the underworld. This is the most notable one. Not that it's hardly used, save for the slightest bit of trade in the past. Oh, but it is there, and functional. I sound like I have experience with it. Oh, I certainly do. It's how I left in the first place. I was the first one in over 50 years to dare to open it. Though at the time, I had a much more modest ship. We'll get to that later. Now, those ancient gates belie the true nature of the Dark Elves. They were built some thousand years past, when we were far less developed. Tell me, do you know the origin of the Dark Elves? Is it something you've come across in your studies? No, that's not surprising. Efforts have been made to obscure that information, even amongst those who live on the surface. Thousands of years passed. The Dark Elves were one and the same as those stuck-up finger wagglers from the Northern Mountain. The leadership at the time had a massive disagreement about the direction the kingdom should be taking with its development. Those who would later become the Dark Elves wanted to conceal their advancements in the rest of the world and focus inward. The result of their disagreement is that my ancestors left the mountains and went west. During their travels, they came across one of the smaller entrances to the underworld. As the elves left behind, the disagreements extended beyond just foreign affairs, and it led to the fracture of the kingdom, which has only been wholly mended as of relatively recently. Now do keep in mind, this is the short version of the story. The actual nuances behind it run much deeper. Anyway, both sides have made efforts to conceal the true nature of things, and neither acknowledges the other. Feel free to put all of that in your book. You can cite me, as I said. Am I worried about backlash? Oh, please. I'm already an outcast and a pariah. Moving on. As you probably know, the elves of the far north are extremely skilled in magic. Their skills follow the Dark Elves, but what we found within the underworld, oh, it enabled us to become so much more. You know, the cannons aboard my ships are regarded as modern marvels by many, But if you show them, or the powder rifles that many of my crew carry, to a dark elf, you know what they'd do? They'd laugh at it. They'd call it child's play, or regard you as a savage. Oh, the people of the surface. Don't get me wrong. I'm up here for a reason. But compared to the wonders that they've created in the underworld, things are quite behind the times up here. Actually, I would say the City of Lust is probably the closest approximation what my people created, and even there is still a distant second. Perhaps when the scars of the war finally heal, they can join with their neighbors and catch up. Of course, by the time that happens, they'd probably have just fallen behind again. I'm getting off course with speculation. Anyway, suffice it to say, the technology of the Dark Elves vastly overshadows that of any surface-dwelling country I'm aware of. You want me to go into more detail? All right, then. My ancestors discovered crystals and minerals that nobody had seen before. Oh, they were already quite skilled with magic, and competent with metallurgy. Not in the same level as some of the other races in that field, but competent nonetheless. Now combining that with the new resources they discovered, they were able to start making leaps ahead. Oh, arcane constructs to assist in construction and defense. Streets brimming with magical energy to cast away the darkness. That gave way to the rise of automated production of goods, allowing for more time to pursue research and improve their way of living. Even that is a relatively simple explanation. I could probably spend hours going over the fine details. How they improve their living? Sure, I'll give a few examples. Aside from the obvious improvements, such as housing, food, and daily essentials, more time was made for recreational activities. Methods were made for augmenting ourselves, becoming more than we were originally born as. Some were practical, such as amplifying and focusing magical abilities. Others were merely cosmetic, changing your natural hair, body shape, and so on. It allowed people to be who they truly felt they're meant to be. Quite a wonder to behold. Did I undergo any augmentation? No, not at all. I was already quite happy with myself. But for those that weren't, I'm glad for them. In any case, the Dark Elves are thriving. The people are content under the Queen, and I'm sure that they're continuing to expand and develop themselves even further. Ah, you're wondering what the catch is? That's what I'm getting to next. And it leads into why I left my people to come surface side. Back home, the vast majority of our people want nothing to do with the service. That sentiment has been largely unchanged since split happened. A few of us believe that the advances we've made should be shared with the world. My mother, the Queen, she holds fast to the idea of keeping away from the outside world. As I said earlier, there are other Dark Elves in the surface. One of them is a healer who left a few years back. She wanted to bring our medical techniques to the people in need. Oh, I do wonder how she's getting on. Anyway, the only saving grace to this is that they want, quite assuredly, nothing to do with the surface. There's no aspirations of conquest. Nothing like that. All they want to do is expand to the underworld as our population grows. Now you understand why I left, yes? No, you still want to know how I left. I see. You know, thanks to all the books I read growing up, I was always fascinated with the sea. I had traveled to the sea gate, but couldn't look beyond it. I could gaze upon the water in the cove, but nothing more. We had a number of older vessels left from the days we did some trading, so I simply stole the key to the gate, took a ship, and went on my merry way. Of course, what I didn't realize is that the age of the ships meant their condition was terrible. The one I took didn't last very long when put up against the waves and ocean currents. I thought I was gonna die. Ah, would have been ironic, wouldn't it? Finally getting myself out of the ocean I'd longed for, only be swallowed up by it. How'd I survive? That's a good question. I don't know. Things got a bit fuzzy after that. I remember panicking, and then it went dark. And then I woke up on the shore, hardly any worse for wear. Sounds like the work of the gods. It's amusing that you say that. I thought as much as well. You know, we're taught that gods don't exist. We're taught that fate has no hand in our lives. We make everything by our own will. But all of that is a farce. The gods are as real as you or I. I've seen them. They walk the world as we do. My people may be advanced, but in their own ways, they're backwards. I do pray that this does not cause their downfall one day. How I came to captain my own ship? That would be a book of its own. Anyway, did you get all of that? Good. You've been quite an excellent listener, haven't you? It's refreshing, you know. Despite my griping, I do quite appreciate my crew. They're rough around the edges, but hardworking. But not a single one of them are intellectually stimulating. Most of them couldn't read this book you're writing, let alone write it themselves. If only I could find someone like you to have aboard my ship. Someone with brains. Someone with a softer touch. A softer face. Not like those roughhousing sea dogs. Why don't we put this precious book of yours down on the table? There we go. What am I doing? I'm getting comfortable. You don't mind if I sit a bit closer, right? Good. Now, what was I saying? Right. A man like you makes for a real good example of what I'm looking for. Of course, someone like you would be too busy writing a book to stay aboard my ship. Even if it did mean getting to travel to new lands, see new places. Is something the matter? It seems like you're stuttering a bit. I'm getting a bit close. I think I'm not close enough, actually. How's this? You know, if you like, you can touch them. That's right. You know, being on the sea, it's so lonely at times. I may have my crew, but it's nothing like having a man by my side. You understand what I'm getting at, right? God, I knew you were a smart boy. Now, I know you have your own plans and your own wants and desires, and I have no intention of taking those away from you. But why not have a little fun together, And maybe my charms will help you come around on the idea of joining my crew. And even if you say no, well, there's no harm in playing together a little bit. Stave off the loneliness of the ocean for just a bit longer. You will? Wonderful. Then why don't you lay back and let me show you exactly what I have to offer you. Go ahead and get your shirt off. And while you're doing that, I want to get a look at what you've got down here. Wet and dripping already. I didn't expect someone as soft as you to be that needy. I'm going to have a lot of fun with you. Come here. Good boy. Now, what shall I do with you? I can't give away all of my secrets the first time. If I did that, you'd have less of a reason to stay and see what else I can do. Oh, but I am oh so very good with my hands. And you do seem to enjoy the feeling of my soft, supple gloves on your bare skin. I know exactly what to do. That look of confusion on your face. I've got so many more years on you. I've done so many things that you can't even imagine. But today we'll start with something simple. You're already so wet. But I think you'll need to be a little more prep for this one. But don't you dare come early. You're moaning so loudly with just this. You practically soaked my hand. I do think you're ready. How does that feel? Having your hard cock buried inside of my glove? Not what you expected, is it? Gliding inside of them should be particularly enjoyable. Just enough texture to heighten the sensation of them against your cock, but not enough to feel uncomfortable. I haven't even started moving my hand again, and you're already wiggling and moaning so much for me. Well, don't worry. I won't sit here and tease you. After all, I want this as much as you do. Now, it might feel a little strange at first, but once we get going, and my glove is all lubed up with the pre-cum, it's going to feel amazing. Yes. You're so wet already, aren't you? Good. Good. When you're moaning so loud for me, does it feel that good in my glove? I know it does. I know it does. You're not the first one that experienced this, and you certainly won't be the last. Unless you stay with me, that is, and then you can enjoy this as much as you desire. You don't have to answer right away. All I want from you for now is to lose yourself in the moment, to lose yourself in the pleasure. Good. Moan for me. Sigh out for me. You are pouring so much pre-cum in my glove, aren't you? Good. Good boy. I just love that look on your face. Are you ashamed of being like this? Embarrassed. There's no reason to be. No, I love seeing you like this. I always did enjoy much softer partners. There's no need to avert your gaze. Look at me. There you go. Good. Watch me as I pump away at this hard cock of yours. Good. 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 I love the sound of your moans. I would love to have a pet like you on board my ship. All to myself. The teas. And play with every single day. It certainly would make this lonely ocean a little bit comfier. Oh, you're moaning so loud that I've barely begun. You're not gonna come for me already, are you? Good. Good, that's what I want to hear. Hold back. Hold out for as long as you can, my dear. Oh, you can be as loud as you want. It doesn't matter if the crew hears. They won't question me one bit. They've heard it all before anyway. When I bring Slim back from the docks to my room. My crew may be a bunch of dimwits, but they know better than to disturb me when I'm having a good time. So make as much noise as you want, honey. It's alright. But I think I played with you enough. It's time for me to find out exactly where your breaking point is. I am not gonna hold back any longer with you. I don't know how far I can push you until you make a mess of me. I want to see how long you can hold out before you pump every drop of cum into my glove. And then maybe I'll have to go another round. See exactly how much cum you have for me. You're moaning even louder. Good. Good. Good boy. Cry out for me. Moan as loud as you want. And while you're busy losing your mind in pleasure, I'm gonna take advantage of this exposed and vulnerable neck of yours. All of you is just so ripe for the taking. Maybe you're right. Maybe there is a little bit of pirate in me, because I want to plunder every last inch of your body. For everything that it's worth. Do you like it when I nibble on your neck like that? Good, good. You moan so loudly every time I nip at your neck. Good, good. I love the sounds you make. You are such a soft, precious thing, aren't you? Good. I can feel your cock twitching in my hand, pulsing. You're getting close, aren't you? You've been holding out so long for me. That's alright. You don't have to hold back anymore. You can give it to me. You can pour every last drop of that hot, sticky cum into my gloves. Make a mess of them. Make a mess of me. I want to see you pour it into them. I want to feel it flowing all over my hand. Down your stomach. It's alright. I won't get mad and make a mess of the couch. Good. 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 Yes. Yes. You're getting me so close, aren't you? Yes. 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 Come for me. Come for me. You've got to have so much built up in those heavy balls of yours. Show me how much you have. Give me all of it. Good, good, good. You're coming, aren't you? Come, come, come for me. Yes, yes. Good, good. But there's more. I know you've got more than just one shot. Come on. Yeah. That's what I want. That's what I... You came so much inside of my glove. My, my, my. What am I gonna do with all this? What a mess. Well, I can't walk around with only one glove on. Now can I? I guess I'll just have to deal with it. It's so warm and sticky around my hand. Oh, I do so love the incredulous look on your face. You have so many things to learn about me, my dear. If you want to stay around, that is. We've still got a weekend to wear back in port. There's so many things we could do together. Even if you don't stay aboard my ship, would you share my quarters with me for the remainder of the journey? Good. That makes me so, so very happy to hear.